Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. I just want to say God is so good to us. Everybody that's listening this morning, you made it past 11:59 in 2015. So when we look at this morning, I don't want to sound sad or anything like that because it is about good news. But when you're talking about the goodness of God, it touches your spirit in such a way that you're just so grateful because you think of all the people that were here last year that are not here today. You know, all the families that have gone through and have come through something and we're still standing today. And of course, I lost my father last year, and it that was something to deal with. And not only me, a lot of my audience lost family members as well as friends. And we're still standing, and we're still going on, and that just means we need to do something great this year, something just magnificent. Just think on that. What can we do before we leave here? What is it that we are going to leave our, put our mark on? Think about that. What are we going to put our mark on? What are we going to leave behind? Whatever your name is, and you put that, what am I doing that's going to leave something that will represent, and God will, people will know, God sent me here for a specific reason. Come on, 2016, He blessed us for another year. What are we going to do this year that is different from what we've done last year? Think about that. I'm going to say good morning to Frida this morning. Good morning, Frida.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Fletcher. Happy New Year to you. Blessed New Year and belated birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought I was on the speaker here. But birthday too. I forgot about that.
Yes,
2016, and we are so grateful to be here, as they say, to be alive, and it's not just to be with the living. It's about our Father's business. What are we doing about our Father's business? So, would you do the prayer for us this morning?
Yes, I will be honored to. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, O God, for just recognizing you, O God, for the giver of life, for being our Lord and personal Savior, O God, today. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us, O God, to see another year, O God, what others, O God, may not have, O God. We thank you, God, for life, an abundant life, O God, this year, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for covering us, O God, each and every day, O Father God, as we're on this journey, O Father God, of life, O God. We thank you, God, today, O Father God, that we're agents of change, O God, as you bring mothers and daughters, O God, around the world and to strengthen the family, the community, and the world, O God. We lift up every mother and daughter. We say, oh, Father God, that this is a brand new day. This is a new year, and we embrace newness. We embrace, oh, God, to go out to be about your business and to be able to be a blessing and to help others, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for even your daughter, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, God, for the 6 years that she has been dedicated, oh God, to this mission and to this vision and ministry that you placed into our heart and called her, oh God, as we help each other, oh God, to walk out the vision, oh Father God, across the world, oh God. We thank you, God, for renewed minds this year, oh God, that we will remove the stinking thinking, oh God, of I can't. In the name of Jesus, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, oh Father God, that we would get out of ourselves, oh God, that we won't be selfish, oh Father God, but want to be able to be the extended arms in which you have called us, oh God. We give you the praise and glory and the honor. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, that you're sovereign, oh God, this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for another year and to be able to breathe, oh God, life. We thank you, God, that we have new trails to blaze, oh God, this year, oh Father God, that we can be able to leave a legacy, oh Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you.
Bless you, Jesus. You're welcome.
Yes, I thank you, and I'll get back with you as we go on in the program. God bless you.
Okay. Bless you.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. We have got to really just focus. I'm telling you. I went to church on New Year's Eve. You know, I was kind of debating, was it gone or not? You know, one thing, and I said, nah, my spirit said go. And I'm glad I went because it was this thing that the pastor, he was talking about, you know, we took communion and we're going to just drop off. The bloodline is going to just be the dividing factor. You know, 2015 and 2016, 1159 there, you know, you're running right on into 2016. He says, okay, we're going to take the communion here. And so when you take the communion, what is that? It's going to just seal off all that has happened prior to that time. And you're going to just leave all of that in 2015. All the problems, you know, any kind of anything that was not good news, it's going to stay back there. All the things you need to be forgiven for is behind that seal, that wall of the blood. And then you step out in 2016 as we count it down. New, refreshed, cleansed, but getting all that is behind you and moving forward. Even though he did that on that night, you can do that even today. He said, Lord, I'm just going to take communion and everything that happened, I'm done with that. Done. You know, we're getting too old. Let's move on. It's about the Father's business. And what I've learned is that, you know, Satan has a way of trying to be slick. You got to be on him this year. You got to be focused. He'll come so many different ways to stop you from doing what you were sent here to do. He will do whatever is necessary to stop you from doing what you need to do. So we have to be about what? The business of our Father. We can no longer continue as mothers and daughters. You know, the good news is that as we travel this year, you know, I've been doing this for a while. And, you know, sometimes when I look back and I say to myself, well, Bessie, where is it going? You know, because I had an expectation in my head of what I wanted to do, obviously. And that's what we do. Sometimes we see with our natural eyes the things that we want to do. And if it doesn't work that way, then we seem to get discouraged. And then we stop. And then we start over again. And see, that's the trick to get you to stop. If you stop, you won't get back into that same spot as quickly.
quickly. You have to work doubly as hard to get back there. I was talking to a friend of mine that I hadn't spoken to in years, and I mean, we're very close. In fact, she's our attorney for the ministry. And when she texted me, I knew all the things that we were doing, and I knew that, you know, we are meeting and we have these plans for this year. And I've been very quiet about it, a lot of it, to a lot of people, because I don't want to hear a lot of negative statements or any discouraging thoughts or spirits. So God said, be quiet. You know, just keep your mouth quiet. And some things I share, He would allow me to share, just to let you know that the good news train was being created and that it's taking off. And some things I still can't say, because that's been my problem in the past. You know, people I thought I could trust, I would tell them things. And yet they wasn't happy for it. You know, you think that they were, but they wasn't. So, you know, and God said, you know, sometimes you find yourself sleeping with the enemy. You know, you got all of these things and people all around you. You have to separate yourself in order to just communicate with no one but you and God in order to get the message. And I found just being lifted up and placed back here with my Father, that was a time for me to be still, a time for God to really speak to me and say, now I need your attention. Do something for me. I've chosen you before the beginning of time to do this thing at this time. And when I look back over my life, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I was chosen for this assignment, mothers and daughters. And that's what I'm saying. You know, God is saying, this year, Betsy, I want you to go gather up all the mothers. Gather them up and bring them together. And then tell the mother to reach back and grab the hands of their daughters and bring them along with them. And when you think of that in your natural eye, you will say to yourself, how do I do that? How do I go gather up the mothers and daughters? I said, Lord, you know, I've been on the radio. This is 6 years. You know, to other people, people may say, oh, well, you should have been here. You should have been there. Well, why is it not working for you? You know, that's people who don't even know what they're doing. So, you know, I can't worry about that. I have to stay focused. I've been doing this since 1999. But then God reminded me, how many of my children that you've heard said, I've been on this trail for 20 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. And then all of a sudden it clicked. And I realized what I was sent here to do and how to do it. See, it's all inside of us. Whatever it is that you desire of you. And it has to come to an understanding, a connection. It's that split second between that thought and the spirit and that connection with God. Like that. It happens just like that. It's not in the future. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. We got to stop talking about time. God does not work in time. God is right now. Right now, this moment, you have everything you need. You just got to use your faith to get it. So as I was talking to God this week, I said, Lord, you know, yeah, okay, faith. All right, I know, I believe. See, I've been taught faith is to believe. And it is to a certain point. But then God reminded me, faith, I gave you faith. Think about it now, y'all. I gave you faith. I gave every person the same measure of faith. He said, faith will move things. Faith is by your faith that it happens. When the lady that was hemorrhaging, and she touched the hem of his garment, what did he say to her? Daughter, by your faith, be thou healed. Everything was by your faith, you are healed. So now you think about it. How did he know by their faith? How did he know? I know you say he's Jesus, he's God. No, He was a man. He was Jesus as a man, just like you and I. Because he already knew from the beginning of time, each of us was given a measure of faith. It's how we use that faith that makes the difference. You believe you got a measure of faith? Why would God send us here on this earth and create us and not give us everything that we need to do the assignment? And the only reason we were created was what? For God's enjoyment, so that he could do his work on the earth through us. Only those who believe, okay, I'm not here just walking around, wandering through the Garden of Eden, which we are still in, to do nothing or to create my own thoughts or to allow the enemy to use me to his goodwill. I'm here to serve God. God created me. We all know, no matter who we look at and what we say, you've got to come back to one thing. We were created by one person. We were created by God. The beginning, he created us for a purpose. So when he's speaking to me, he says, now, this is the year. And I'm thinking, Lord, I've been doing this for so long, and we've done programs, and, you know, some of them was good, and some of them I didn't think was so good. And one day I was talking about the time when we had the Mother and Daughter Crusade, and we was expecting all these people, and they didn't show up. And I said, and it just didn't turn out, you know, like I thought it was. And she stopped me dead in my tracks. She said, how dare you say that? And I thought, wow. She said, it was excellent. Excellent. People came in one way and they left another. They were mothers and daughters wasn't speaking. They were blessed walking out. And I told her, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because, see, I had gotten into what I saw or what I thought or what people were saying. Yeah. It was excellent. It doesn't have to be a crowd. It can be one person. And then that reminded me when I was doing that mother and daughter, I was putting on a mother and daughter workshop. Somehow or another, there again, I have to remember that because of my assignment, that, of course, the forces are going to try to stop me from doing it. Because when you bring mothers and daughters together from all over the world, all nationalities, and they put their mind in one thought, the world is going to change through the woman. It is through the woman. And that's about all I can say on that. The Lord is stopping me now. It's like you're going too far. Okay, but it is through the woman. And you'll find out later. We are the nurturers. We are the one that births life. And as we birth life to a baby, our daughters, our sons, we birth life to all things that are around us. Think about it. You got someone going around gathering up the ones that really runs that family, that nurtures that family, and bring those grandmothers in, those matriarchs. And we all get our heads together and we all decide, you know what? We're gonna pray for our family. We're gonna create healthy families. We're gonna work with our daughters. We're gonna work with our daughter-in-law. We're gonna work with our foster children, our stepchildren. You know, we're all here and we're all on one assignment. And that's what was taught to me. God said, you know, everybody's doing different things, and they think that they're doing a different assignment. But there is only one assignment. We all have different parts of that one assignment, and that's the will of God. There is no other assignment. Now, you may be up around the shoulder of the body of Christ. You may be up at the shoulder part. And I might be down there at the toe, the very last little toe on the end. But I can guarantee you, the whole body works together for the good. Missing that little toe will not give you a full balance. You will be off balance. So it doesn't matter, because there's only one head. And that head is the head of the body. And that head is the thinking head. We are the operational part of the body. So with that being said, we all on one assignment. And that is to, that is think, you're in the body. Just imagine a body. And you see the head. You see the whole form of the body. Not there. That little toe is not there. It can be you, anybody. I'm just using myself because I don't want to talk about anybody. But, you know, that little toe is not there. He says, well, we can't walk. We can't move. The body is stuck. It's suspended in time. It cannot progress and evolve as it was programmed to do in the way that it was programmed to do. Because what? The little toe is missing. We're not going to walk it evenly. We're not going to get the same result. But oh, here comes the miracle. You look down and the little toe is there. And everybody's screaming and shouting, yay, let's go, wow. We can move now. All right, the body, you see the body swaying back and forth. The body swaying back and forth. Everybody's excited. Everybody's jumping around. Keep in mind, we all the body. We all shouting in the body because now we can move according to the will of the head. So that's what we'll be doing this year. We will be moving the body. We will create what God wanted us to create. It's going to happen as we go around doing the love tours. It's the Good News Love Tour. Mark the date, save the date, the first weekend of March in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's a three-day conference. And it's not just a conference as you know it to be. This is something like nothing else that you have really attended. But mark the date. God says, I'm going to do a new thing. You gather them up. Now, you know within myself, I don't have the power except to call a few people and say, you know, can you attend the conference? Or I can send out some emails, or I can ask everybody to send out some emails and texts to their friends and ask them to come. Or perhaps, you know, with money, I can run an ad in the paper. See, that's my will. That's my doing. That's my work. But I know I don't have to do that. All I got to do is prepare. I will prepare the room. And God is going to do the rest. See, that's the difference in what I've been doing before. I've been running around. We've been calling, trying to make it happen. And for the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 months, and I've been looking at it throughout the year, but especially after Daddy died. And I sat and I said, Father, okay, now what do I do now? What do I do? You know, I have tried everything. It's 1999. Yes, we have had some wonderful, I work with some wonderful mothers and daughters around the world. And I'm grateful. But I knew that this call was bigger than what I was doing. So where am I missing it, Father? Where am I missing it? And for 3 weeks, I don't care. Every time my eyes open, all day long, it was like God was singing to me, be still and know that I am God. And I think when I went through it, I know I did. I told you guys about it when I was going through it. Be still and know that I'm God. I'm laying down, be still and know that I'm God. I get up, be still and know that I'm God. Then he had me to write it down. And then he explained every letter what that meant as far as was concerned with me. Be still. And a shift happened in my spirit. And I kind of found myself shut off. I didn't talk a lot on the phone. Things I was doing, used to do, I didn't do anymore. Not even in conversation. Because God was saying, I'm preparing you for what to come. This is not a Dr. Bessie story, but this is what God wants me to share with you. And I appreciate you all being with me on this radio. And this is the year. This is the year that God is going to use this body to glorify his kingdom. Because I became still. I became still. And I know the Spirit just said, you know, some people may say, well, you should have known that all the time. You were, you know, you're a minister. You should have known that all the time. But see, we condemn those kind of tongues that come up, you know, because they don't know any better. I'm just like you. I'm a spirit walking around in a human body. And I always tell people, when you get ready to condemn or to say something about what someone has or has not done, own chart. See where you are. Are you in your assignment? Are you about your Father's business? Because when you are, you don't have time for someone else's. Because you can't manage someone else's assignment. You have to be in your own. And the good news is, the women that have come together, they are in their own assignment. No one, we're coming together as a smorgasbord of mothers and daughters, each coming with their own assignment. See, and this is what I was trying to tell people long ago, but I didn't really, it wasn't time. That's all I'm going to say. It wasn't time. Now is the time. All about God's timing. So when we've been meeting for months on Thursday night, and everyone has a ministry, an assignment that God has given them. And we're all bringing those together, and we're putting them on the table, and we're going to serve up. We're going to be the servants to the mothers and daughters that come the first weekend of March. We're not looking for someone to come serve us. We are going to be there to serve them. And hopefully, you know, they will say, hey, I have something I want to serve too. So let's put that on the table. The more, the merrier. And this three-day conference, all day Friday, is leadership training. Mothers and daughters leadership training. And we have experts in their fields, but more importantly, we have godly women that want to download all that they have learned over the years, their ministry, their teaching. They want to share that with mothers and daughters. And that's what we're going to do on that Friday. And that Friday is going to be so exciting because people are going to be able to walk away. Everybody that comes to the conference is going to walk away with something. Not only spiritually, but physically. Now, you know that's God. I couldn't even think of it that way. Everybody's going to walk away with something. And not just anything. Something that is designed for their purpose. Now, that's God. Saturday, mothers and daughters, and I know some of you have been to mothers and daughter bond, and you says, oh, well, I know what that is. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't even have a clue. You don't, because God, I told you, God said he's doing a new thing. And Sunday, we're going to cover it. We're going to cover our mothers and daughters. So it's going to be fun. We've been talking. We've been laughing. Everybody's going to have fun. This is something so different that I just wanted to give you that little snippet of information. because the finalization, our committee is meeting on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of this month. And they are coming, and we are going to have a retreat, and we are going to build. They're going to look at what God has shown me, the vision, and we're going to build around that and create our first model first weekend in March. So you're on the line. You are here for a reason. And all I want to say is that, first of all, I thank you. I thank all of my audience. We've averaged about 71,000 people here or there. And I want to thank each of you and all of you that's on the internet, and especially the ones that go back, that miss it in the daytime. And I look at the numbers sometimes. I don't look at them often, but when I go back and look at it, I mean, you know, you've seen 200 or 300 people that's listening to the program at night or at on demand. But we have some wonderful things that's kicking off that's different. And I want to thank you. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to be blessed. And the way God designed this thing, I don't care if you're in Australia, South Africa, China, I don't care where you are. You can just click on your phone, and you can see me, and you can enjoy the training, and you can receive the blessing. Now, you know Bessie's not that smart. That's God. That's God. But then I was listening to Pastor Bill Winston, and he was saying that, you know, everything, God had to get the word into the earthly realm in order for it to manifest. That's why he says, my word will not go void. So he used the prophets a long time ago, and he would tell them, and you know, but people couldn't really get to God. But God had to decide another strategy. He said, okay, now this is not working. Let me suit up, get a body, and let me go down and show them, because I got to put certain words into the atmosphere in order for the manifestation to take place. So then he came in a body, born to a Virgin Mary, and they called himself Jesus. And what he walked around and he spoke parables. He talked and he said, he put the words in the universe. He told us, these are the things. He showed us, this is the way you can live. This is what you can depend on. These are the words that I'm spitting out into the universe, and these words will not come void. Now, you got to go around and pluck, 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 and pull the words that fit you and say, I believe that. And if you say, I believe that, it will manifest in your life, because his word will not go forward. And people say, well, why is it this person, that person is not a good person? Well, that's your opinion. But you don't know that person's heart. You don't know who they're, what they're talking about to God. You're just looking at your natural eye. But even at that, if they're not such a good person, the word of God is the law, and it works for everybody. It just doesn't switch because you think the person is not good, or even the person is not doing good. I use Paul as an example. And the reason I use Paul as an example, kill over 3,000 people. He wore blanket. But you know what? God loves everybody he creates. He's not going to create a body and say, oh, I don't like this one. Let me just let this one do what I think he or she should do. So let me just, no. Because everybody's created out of love. And out of love, you have a purpose. So he came and he showed us, this is the way you do this. And then he says, you know what? I want you guys, now that you're filled with my spirit, I want you guys to write this down. Collect it all together. Put it in a book so that no matter what generation, until the end of time, they can see what I said, they can say what I've said, and it will manifest because my word will not go void. So now that brings us back to faith. He says, what? I give you a measure of faith, Bessie. I give you the same measure of faith as I gave Bill Winston, as I gave Joyce Meyer, as I gave Creflo, as I gave, let's say, Pastor Creflo and Pastor Keith Moore, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. You know, the list can go on. Thompson, D.D. Jakes, you name it, I gave you the same measure of faith. But we look at them and say, you know, well, how in the world are they living that lifestyle? Because they took that measure of faith and they work it. They're no different from you and I. I gave you the same measure of faith as any other person, billionaire, that walks the face of this earth. They took that measure of faith and they worked it. Now, you said, how do I work this measure of faith? Faith is a person. Think of faith. Faith is a woman. And faith works for you. So if you're sitting down and you have a book on the table that's next to you, and you said, faith, I believe that my faith will go get that book and bring that book back to me. Now, in the natural thinking, you know, come on, Dr. Pastor. But see, you're talking about faith. Faith is something that you don't see. Faith is there and it works. But you got to work faith. You got to give faith an assignment. You got to ask faith to go do it. Go get this. Faith, bring that. Because, see, first of all, you got to believe that you already have it, not that you're going to get it. Faith can't go get something that you're going to get. Faith delivers what you already have and manifests it into your reality. So now if you get that, that's the beginning of 2016 for you. Today I'm going to operate my faith. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to believe that I have the power within me, that all things are possible because I believe it. And once you believe it, faith operates. So in 2016, we're going to use our faith. We have mothers and daughters coming together. We're going to put our faith together. We're going to mix up this faith recipe, and we're going to spread it as we travel. We have dates that will take us around the U.S. and international. Faith is going to do it. Not Dr. Bessie, not any of the ladies that are coming. Faith is going to do it. And the most amazing thing, the difference is, and I'm just sharing this, it may be a blessing to somebody. I don't know. The Holy Spirit is just telling me to talk. He's just talking. I didn't handpick these women. Most of them I have not met. I don't know them physically. God handpicked these women. And they're handpicked from all over the world. Because obviously I wasn't picking the right ones. Because I must have had a motive. I don't know. But when we allow God to do it, He already has the plan. And then He will unfold. And then He will bring all that He wants to. Come mothers and daughters from around the world, but I don't even know. Not supposed to know them. Have you seen crowds that are multitude? I often ask myself, how did they get those people to come? They didn't. When God is ready, and when you're ready, and you're prepared, pour into their heart. And they will come. So 2016, we're going to talk about good news. And we're going to talk about good news only. There's enough bad news going around. Mothers, I want you to join me, to join this ministry, to think of good news. I won't allow myself. Immediately when negativity come in, I'm shutting it down. I'm done. I'm through. If it's not good news, I don't want to hear it. Because I want to be able to stay focused. That's why God said, think on good things. Because good things attract good things. If you think on negative things, then you're allowing negative things to come and live in your house. Well, I cleaned my house out. Good news. Good news and good news only, because it is fuel for your spirit and food for your soul. At my age now, I want a good news it right on out. Whatever days God got for me for the rest of my life, and he said there should be long, a long life to those who serve me. And I'm looking for some long, good news days. And that's my message from here on out. It's always, whenever you see a mother and daughter, whenever you see any other human being, think on something good. Give them a gift from God. Give them good news. You don't know where they are. Our children are shooting up the schools. People are going in, shooting up conferences and meetings, and just because of what? They're not thinking of good news. You can't do evil thinking good. So wherever we are, now you have been charged. Every ear that hear at this moment have been charged by the Spirit of God to give good news. You can't say you don't know. Now you can make a choice. You know, God ain't going to make you do nothing. He ain't make you accept him or serve him in any way except Jesus Christ. He won't make you do any of that because he made you as a free will. But let's do something outside of ourselves. Do something good for someone starting today. Every day, just think, how can I help somebody else? And a lot of times we think of money and material things. That will drop off. They can lose it. They'll spend the money. It's gone. But if you give them a word, a good word, it's like a seed planted in their heart, and it will grow, and it will manifest. And it will produce after its kind. That's where we are this morning. 2016, good news. We're on our way. I'm going to go to the switchboard now. Whew. Good morning, good morning. Let's see who's here. Click one if you would like to share some good news with us this morning. We truly appreciate it. Let's see.
Morning, Dr. Fletcher.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful here in Atlanta, Georgia. It is cold today, but it is absolutely gorgeous nevertheless. I'm excited. Dr. Fletcher, you know, I'm the educator, so I'm always looking up scriptures to back up what you said and about those dream killers. Looking up and doing some research, I ran across a Dr. Michael Chipwood, and this is what he had to say. And for the listeners, this is our scripture for today to back up what Dr. Fletcher is saying. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life." And Dr. Chipwood said this: The number one reason people do not fulfill their dreams is because they expose them to dream killers. The dream that God has placed in your heart must be protected. There are people that will doubt it, criticize it, and even kill it. Keep your dream close to your heart. Execute the strategies and secrets to manifest it. Guard it, protect it, and you will experience it. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Now that's good news.
God tells us to protect our hearts, and he is the one who put dreams in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you're going to get what he promised you. You know, when you said that, it reminded me of a Bible study that I had yesterday with Pastor Winston. And he was saying that, you know, the enemy, he comes, you know, of course we know to kill, destroy, and to steal. But how does he do that? He does it through people. See, he was telling him, he said, I don't want to go through his whole story, but he was just saying, I was complaining. After 28 years of marriage, I'm just complaining. My wife roasts on taste good, and see, like beans ain't good, the cornbread is bad. And he had to, and when I started reading Proverbs 31 and talking about the virtuous woman, and I kept putting her name in there, he said, all of a sudden, the roast was good, the beans was good, the cornbread was good. He said, and then I realized it wasn't her. It was me. But then he went on to say, you know, you have to guard your heart. And in order to guard your heart, because, see, Satan will use anyone to start strife with your husband, you know, your wife, just your friends, your coworkers, you know, just people in the community. He will come to anybody, because when you do that, he said, this is one pastor that the pastor at, he said, I won't call his name, but the pastor said he heard some people talking and they were protesting, and he went out and he said, why are you all doing that? And he was just so upset. He said the Lord spoke to him in prayer and said, why do you get offended? Why do you get so offended? He said, I have you up here. We worked and we got you in a position. You are two steps up. And yet you allow the enemy to offend you, and you go two steps back. And he said, that's what happens. We cannot get offended. And that's what I said last year. I said, you know, I will not be offended. I will not allow people to offend me in my heart. Because in your heart, once you offend it, you can't hear God. So we got to be very careful at how the enemy use these tricks and people to get us off guard. You see, so that's the key, what you're saying. We have to what? Guard our heart. Thank
Absolutely.
You for that. That was good.
You're
that
welcome.
Was good.
You're welcome, Dr. Fletcher. And I want to leave us with one last thing before I sign off. And we are millionaires, Dr. Fletcher. It said millionaires value freedom over comfort. This thing for us, you know, this thing has been uncomfortable, pull. And it says, and because they do, they receive both. Because the middle class, listen to this, the middle class value comfort over freedom. They will never be free. We are doing this thing no matter what. Whether we have 100 or 1, we are doing this.
It is a darn deal. Good news. If we save one soul, the angels in heaven is going to dance. So good news is
Absolutely.
Good news.
So we are
all
that we do.
I'm excited. I look forward to everybody coming together on the 14th, and we're just going to do pajama party. We're going to do this. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you. Let me get a few more callers in here.
All right. I love you, audience.
Come back to you.
I love you, Dr. Fletcher.
All right. Enjoy Atlanta.
Okay.
All right, let's go to another caller. Good morning. Good morning, 6223.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, Dr. Bessie. Happy New Year to you and happy belated birthday. We made it to another year. Praise be to God.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just wanted
to hear your voice.
And it's good to hear yours, Dr. Bessie. I just wanted to let you know how wonderful it is to be able to receive your program no matter where I am. Just like you said, no matter where I am, what part of the world I'm in, I know that Saturday morning I'll be able to hear you. And the word that you give is so inspirational. And I'm so excited about this news that you shared with us about the conference coming up in March. And just the things that God has in store for all of us is just amazing and wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for the work that you do, for being obedient to God. Thank you, Dr. Bessie. I love you. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you, too. And it's a blessing. I am so glad that you're having a wonderful time with your family, and we know what that means. So God is moving.
Thank you. Yes, we do.
Right.
God is moving powerfully and in a big way. And I just want to thank him and thank you for opening that door, unlocking that door for me to be able to hear his voice even more. to have that measure of faith, as you said, to realize that my faith is just as big as yours, is just as big as Dr. Bill Winston's, and that's a powerful thing to realize. It's amazing. It's it's so empowering to know that he gave me the same measure of faith as anyone else, and that the things that I see other people doing with that faith, that I have that power also. So that knowledge is amazing, and that's a wonderful thing to know. So early in the year when we all make these resolutions, which, of course, you know, our faith and our willpower is part of what we use, but our faith, knowing that we can have that same measure of faith to have those resolutions be, you know, brought to fruition and not give up the first week after, you know, January, where we all fail. And just to know that if we have a setback, all we have to do is just get right back on it and continue. And not give up, because that's the most important thing, is to never give up, never give up. God never gave up on us. He continued to work it out one way or the other. Like you said, you know, he sent his son so that we would be able to see, you know, what he wants, the plan that he has for us. And if we don't give up, if we never give up on God like he never gave up on us, those dreams and those plans that he has for us to you know, just make some wonderful things for the body of Christ work out. It's just amazing to be able to be counted as that little toe that I can keep the balance, as that little finger that's needed. Thank you. Thank you for making me understand how it works and see it, and to be able to put it into action.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Boy, you really got it. I'm telling you. Thank you very much.
I listen.
The whole thing. Huh?
I make sure I listen.
All right. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon.
I do, too. God bless you. You stay warm. And, you know, keep on doing the good work that you're doing, Dr. Bess. You're an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you very much. I love you. Take care.
I love you too. God bless you.
All right. Tell your family hello. Wow. I'm telling you, you know, this is it's amazing, you know, when people can get it. It makes me feel good because I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm not just talking out there. They really got it. Let me see. I think this is, I'm not sure. About the same. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anybody here that's on there. Click one. It goes with the whoever clicks first is how it come up. So I had some people that clicked and then they went. Okay, let's see here. There we go.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie, and Happy New Year to everyone on the line.
Happy New Year to you too.
A belated birthday, Dr. Bessie, and I tell you, indeed, today you gave me the word. Thank you very much, as always, but today I needed to hear from you. I'm getting ready to run to a church meeting, and I said, I have to pay, as the Lord said to you, just be still and know that I'm God. I got up this morning, down. I was like, oh, my God, this was ridiculous. I was so negative. And you know I know better than that. But it was like the everything. But by this morning, I listened to you about faith, Karen, and I know faith, and I've got miracles. But let me tell you, the devil can really play with our minds. It has played with mine the second day of January. And I want you to know your word and Cynthia's word has just got me up. I'm getting dressed now to go to this conference, and I feel like a new person, and I thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Other people. I really do appreciate it, and thanks again. Thanks.
I thank you, because this is all the pay that I get. I tell people I don't get paid to do this. In fact, I pay to do this. God does anyway. So just when people get it, I know that the Lord has delivered his message, and we have to really, and I know you're going to go today, and you're going to deliver so many seeds and so many positive seeds in the hearts of people as you move around the campus today. And you love the laughing kids, so just, you know, hug them, give them a good seed, and you're just going to feel good. You're going to feel good. I'll talk to you later, and thank you for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. We have just a couple more minutes here, and I don't know if Karen is on here. I don't want to put Karen on the spot. Karen has been with us from the time that we went to move to Florida. And if you're on there, Karen, if you click one, I don't know, because, you know, I don't want to put people on the spot. You're just like, no, I'm not ready, that kind of a thing. But all I'm going to say is that let's be about coming together as women for 2016. Let's be about doing something to help each other. Because if we help each other, we're going to build our faith, we're going to be able to believe quicker, and things are going to manifest. It's when two or more come together and say something and believe it, it will manifest. You know, you can say something with someone. My key is, do they believe it? You know, just saying the words with someone doesn't mean that it manifests. You say, well, we touch and agree, and nothing happens. Well, the word of God cannot, you know, go void. So somebody get and agree. He said when two or more touch and agree, it shall happen. Look up the word shall. That's not a doubt. That shall happen. So something went wrong in that two or three agreeing. So you got to be very careful with who you decide that you want to agree with. Make sure you got an understanding of what you're agreeing on, because sometimes people think, well, I thought you meant this, and you meant something else. So with that, you're not in agreement, and nothing happens. So sometimes you have to talk it out. You have to say this, you know, this is what I'm looking for. I need to have faith to move in this area of my life and explain it. Don't hold back. Try to be all, you know, I don't want to tell my business kind of thing. Well, the person got to know what you want them to agree on. That's why they ask you, now, what are we agreeing on? Make sure I understand so that we can agree on the same. Think about that. And I'll be right back.
Been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's my good news spiel for the day. God bless you, and go out and plant a seed of good news to someone. Start today and watch and see. When you plant a seed, you get a seed. You know, that is called giving and receiving. In the name of Jesus. Bye-bye. Y'all have a great week.